This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Grab your gear and head for the hills as we go back over 40 years to watch the water rise in the Arkansas River.
In southwest Kansas, the dry and dusty bed of the once mighty Arkansas River gives little indication of the swirling waters of death and destruction that have periodically overflowed its banks. The last flood occurred over 40 years ago, and it began far away in the streams and creeks that interlace the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. Melting snow and heavy rains gathered into the South Platte and other tributaries, flooding Denver and heading toward an inevitable meeting with the Arkansas River in eastern Colorado. Once joined, the floodwaters were fed by heavy rains as they swept through La Junta, Lamar, and Holly, Colorado. The torrents crossed the Kansas state line and into Hamilton County before dawn on June 17, 1965. An additional 4 inches of rain at Coolidge brought the depth of the waters to 8 feet, sweeping buildings off foundations and ruining crops and wiping out livestock. The town of Syracuse saw a river swollen to 1.5 miles wide, and the residents evacuated in the pouring rain. When the flood reached Lakin, it took its first human casualty. Racing toward Garden City, the spreading Arkansas reached a width of 5 miles in spots and gathered everything in its path. Preparations for the onslaught included a 25-block-long dike, in some places 6 feet high, which saved most of the northern part of the city. On the afternoon of Friday, June 18th, the siren sounded, signaling that water was coming through north of the dikes. At 7 p.m., the crest of the flood hit the area south of the railroad tracks. The National Guard was called in and ultimately wound up assisting with some dramatic rescues that occurred at the Lee Richardson Zoo. In the south part of town, the river crested at 16 feet above flood stage, leaving surviving animals clinging to their cages. The tigers and lions were standing on their hind legs with just their heads above the 5.5-foot waterline. Several attempts were made to rescue them from the swirling water, and they were finally saved by cutting the bars on the top of the cages, lassoing them, and hauling them into confined areas on pontoon boats. Though most of the small animals had died during the crest, the hoof stock had been released from their cages so they could seek higher ground, and the elephant and hippo survived the water in fine style. The river seemed to gather strength and speed from its prior destruction, and it hit Dodge City with a wall of water that caused extensive damage and the evacuation of 1,500 residents. The water rose from 3 feet to over 17 feet in a 15-minute span. As the rain continued, so did the flood, coursing through Larned and Great Bend before beginning to slow and slacken. By the time it reached Wichita and moved south into Oklahoma, the Great Flood of 65 had become a more manageable stream of water, but it left in its wake a swath of death and destruction that would fuel the memories of those who lived through it for years to come. Thanks to the Garden City Telegram and the Finney County Historical Museum for providing materials for this story. Special thanks for the use of the essay, Head for the Hills by Andy Ohms. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Gay Morgan in Garden City, Kansas.
Our regional programming staff at High Plains Public Radio works closely with area historians, historical societies, and museums to produce the stories you hear on High Plains History. If you'd like to help us tell the tales of the people, places, and events in your town or county, please contact us through our website at hppr.org or call Skip Mancini at 1-800-678-7444.